Welcome back, listeners, to another episode of Daily Fortnite, your daily podcast about Fortnite. I'm your host, Mikey, a.k.a. Mike Daddy, a.k.a. Magnificent Mikey. Real quick, I am a creator you can support and support a creator. Just put in Mike Daddy, MMMIKEDADDY in the item shop. And whenever you are shopping around in Battle Royale or Save the World, a little bit will go my way. Also, I have an Amazon link. Click on that Amazon link. After you click on it, while you're shopping around on Amazon, after you have clicked that link, a little bit will go my way. Again, it's no extra cost to you, and I would really appreciate that. All right, but before we get into the show here, I just got to give, my thoughts to everybody out there in California. One of the things I always say at the end of the show is be safe, and I really hope, all you listeners over there in California that are dealing with those wildfires, that you guys are being safe. I know there is a lot of you that are from California that listen to the show, and I'm not sure if any of you are dealing with what's going on over there right now, but, my thoughts are with you. Hopefully you guys are all able to stay safe. Alrighty, let's get into the show here. Tomorrow, version 6.3 is going to release. Downtime is going to begin. Again, this is Wednesday, November 14th, and downtime will begin at 5 a.m. Eastern at that time. One thing we did get that they let us know is that glider redeploy is going to be disabled in version 6.3. I'm not sure why. Let's kind of just go over the post, what they posted here first. This is by the Fortnite team. They say, "Hey folks, 2 weeks ago we began our glider redeploy test in default modes. We did not live up to expectations of quickly iterating on the mechanic and communicating plans. We are disabling glider redeploy in all default modes starting in version 6.3. It will remain in the larger team modes, Soaring 50s, Disco Domination, etc., and Playground to allow ongoing experimentation with this feature. We really appreciate all the engaged discussion and encourage you to keep the feedback coming." All right, that's the post. Again, I'm going to say here right off the bat, I'm not sure why they're changing it now. Initially, they told us that this was going to be something they did for 1 week, and then when that 1 week was ending, they said, "We're going to go ahead with this moving forward." And now a week later after that, they're telling us, "No, we're taking it back out." So I'm not really sure what's going on here. It seemed, after 2 weeks now of having this glider redeploy in the game, it seemed like people were getting used to it. Most people I've talked to have said that they've been enjoying it, and then a lot of people didn't think it was a good idea right at the beginning when it first came out. But a lot of people that I talked to from the show, and then even I've seen some big name streamers and pros out there say that it was something that had gone on and they started to like. So I'm not sure what's going on, why they're taking it out now. Again, it's still going to be in like Soaring 50s, Disco Domination. I'm guessing Team Terror is still going to be in there, even though today is the last day for Team Terror. But let's see. Again, I'm not sure exactly why it's going out, but it's going out. Like I said, they say they're going to be working on it and experimenting it with in those other modes. So I'm not sure what other changes they're going to be making. Again, I've suggested in the past that maybe when somebody breaks your build, that you have to jump before the piece that you are standing on breaks to be able to redeploy it. I've heard other people say maybe you can only redeploy so many times in a match, or your redeploy has a limited time that it can work. Like, say, you can glide for a minute total. So if you jump from somewhere really high and then you pop that glider really quick at the top of your jump, and then you spent 45 seconds just on that single glide, then you'd only have 15 seconds left after that. That's another way they could do it. I don't know what they're coming up with, but it is something that I'd like to see back in the game. But hopefully they do just change some things about it when it does come back. Again, the biggest thing for me is just not having any consequence if if you happen to fall. Again, I feel like this should be something that you purposely do, and you just can't use any time. Alrighty, let's see here. In fact, well, I'd love to encourage you guys to join in on that discussion and let me know what you think over in the Discord. So let me know. Come join the Discord and let me know what you think about the glider redeploy, what you thought of it, what you think of it going forward. Do you want to come back into the regular modes, or are you glad that it's going to be gone now? Alrighty, another thing that was posted on Twitter that looked pretty cool is another action figure that Fortnite teased. Apparently this is coming December 1st, so this is going to be just in time for the holidays. The little action figure that they showed to us on Twitter was of the Drift outfit, and it, I gotta say, it looks pretty good. It looks just like it does in the game, so that looks pretty cool. Speaking of items, let's go over to item shop and see what's in the item shop. In the item shop today, we get the Durbrigger set back in here. So we got the Beef Boss with his deep fried back bling. I know Drew Bagel 13 really likes to wear those fries on the back bling. Let's see here. We got the Flying Saucer glider. You get the Patty Whacker harvesting tool. And then over on the other side of things, you get the Pizza Pit set, which is going to come along with Tomato Head, his special delivery back bling. And then, of course, he does have the unlockable style that you can get that makes him look like the, the Tomato Temple guy, where he's got all the markings on him and he's got the crown. So you're able to get that. And then his harvesting tool, Axaroni, all part of the Pizza Pit set. Let's see here. Over in the daily item, we get the Scoundrel outfit coming along with that strong box back bling. I'm a fan of this outfit. You get the Plunger harvesting tool. You get the Commando outfit, another real simple one that I like. You get the Glow Rider glider. You have the Wiggle emote. And you get the Vivacious emote. And that is your item shop for the day. Let's talk about a tip of the day here, guys. A tip of the day is practice your building. It's going to be more important than ever now to build your to practice your building again, just because the glider redeploy is going away. So you really want to make sure that your building and your edits are clean and good, and you have them down pat. That way, you're not messing up and then falling down to your death. Now, this is something I need to be practicing on, and actually, I've been going into playgrounds the last couple of days here and just spending anywhere from 10 to 20 minutes just practicing my building, particularly practicing my 90s, just because there's been, over the last 2 days, there's been probably at least... Oh, I think it was 4 matches where I came in second place that I should have won, but I lost all 4 of those, basically just because the other person was a better and quicker builder than me. So I told myself I really need to sit down and just get into playgrounds. I'm not going to spend the whole hour in playgrounds just practicing my building, because I only have a limited amount of time I can play every day, but I'm gonna at least spend 10 to 20 minutes just strictly. I land, I don't even go pick up any weapons, just go land somewhere where there's a ton of trees that I can farm real quick, practice my building over and over and over and over again, especially the 90s. And if you don't know what a 90 is, it's when you're ramping up. When you get to the top of the ramp and you want to turn either left or right, you get to the top of that ramp, you build a wall at the top of your ramp, you jump, you need to be all the way, if you're going to turn to the right, you need to be all the way over on the left-hand side of your ramp. If you're turning to the left, you need to be all the way over on the right-hand side of your ramp. But when you get, so you're going up the ramp on either side, whichever way you're going to go, when you get to the ramp, you build a wall at the top of your ramp, and then you jump up, and then quickly build a ramp on the side of your, so you're going to jump and turn whichever direction that you're turning and build a ramp. That way the ramp is underneath your feet, and then you can turn and quickly start going building in that direction now as you're going up the ramp. It's one of the biggest things that you can use in Fortnite in building, just to get away from your opponent or to help yourself gain the high ground from an opponent and have them hopefully not track where you are as quickly. Alrighty, guys, that is your tip of the day. Another thing I want to mention here real quick, as I'm sure a lot of you guys have heard, that Stan Lee passed away yesterday. We had that Infinity Gauntlet LTM after Avengers Infinity War came out in the summer. I would really love to see that come back now, just kind of in remembrance of Stan Lee. And it was actually a lot of fun. It's definitely not a game mode that you really have to worry about going for the win, but it's just something fun and enjoyable to do. So I'd really love to see that come back, just for a short period of time, just for that. Maybe even give us a Stan Lee outfit. That would be pretty cool too, that you could play around with when you are in the playing the Infinity Gauntlet LTM. But yeah, I'd love to see that come back just for a short amount of time. I was always a big fan of Spider-Man and the X-Men. Those are my favorite Marvel characters. And, I have loved the Marvel movies, and I really loved Infinity Wars. And I'd love to see that come back just for a short period of time. Alrighty, guys, that is going to be the episode for today. So go join the Discord, follow me over on Twitch, and subscribe to my YouTube channel. I'd love hanging out with you guys there and seeing the comments that you leave for me, or, when you're actually in Discord or Twitch, chatting it up live with me. Don't forget, go over to Apple Podcasts and iTunes, rate, review, and subscribe to the show. You leave that 5-star rating and a written review, you're going to get a shout out here on the show. We have a couple of new ones to get here today. The first one comes from Fortnite 11111111111. I don't know if I missed one in there. They all started blurring together when I started reading those, but yeah, it's Fortnite with a whole bunch of ones after it. And then it says, title is Love It, 5-star rating. Keep doing what you're doing, he says. I'm going to try to keep doing what I'm doing, and hopefully I'll keep getting better at it as well. And the next one comes from JJ Hoke. The title is Awesomeness, 5-star rating here. Great pod, he says. Breadman Brett sent me your way. Thank you, Breadman Brett, for sending JJ Hoke for sending him over to the podcast here. And thank you, JJ Hoke, for leaving a 5-star rating and written review here. Breadman Brett's also, he chats me up regularly over there on the Twitter. So I always appreciate that as well. Whenever I have interaction with the rest of the Fortnite community out there, I always have a good time with that. Let's see here, guys. That is going to be it for the show. So we'll be back tomorrow with those patch notes for version 6.3. Obviously, we're getting the glider redeploy taken away. Maybe we're going to be getting that mounted turret tomorrow. We'll just have to wait and see. But whatever we get, I'm going to be bringing those to you and bringing you all the information, the latest update for that. Until then, guys, have fun, be safe, and don't get lost in the storm.